In Canada, the province of Quebec is considering a bill that would ban public workers in positions of authority, including police officers, teachers, bus drivers, and more, from wearing religious symbols while on the job. Symbols such as Muslim hijabs, Jewish kippahs, and Sikh turbans. The bill was introduced last month but has been tabled for now after getting a mixed reception from the public. Let's hear first from a supporter of this bill, Bill 21. Joining us now is David Rand, spokesperson for the Alliance for Secularism and president of an organization called Atheist Freethinkers. David, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, why do you support a ban on civil servants wearing religious clothing while at work?
Well, because I support secularism, which means separating religions from the state, civil servants should present a neutral image to users of public services. It's not enough that they be neutral. They also have to have an appearance of being neutral. And there's already a law in Quebec which forbids state employees from wearing partisan political symbols while they're on the job. And this just extends it to religious symbols, which it should do. Unfortunately, it doesn't extend it to all public servants, but at least it extends it to some, those in positions of authority.
But why would somebody wearing a turban or a kippah or a headscarf be seen as not neutral to you?
Well, it's obvious they're not neutral because they're advertising their religion while they're working in a position where they should be neutral. And even if their actions are neutral, their appearance certainly is not. And it's a form of passive proselytizing, not necessarily for their religion, but they're proselytizing for their community. And they're saying that their identity as a member of a certain religion is more important than their identity as a worker of the government or a teacher in the public school. And this is not acceptable.
What do you say to those, though, including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who say this bill is legitimizing discrimination against people based on their religion?
Well, that's wrong, and that's really dishonest to say that. It discriminates against no religion. It applies to all religions, and it's not about people. It's about behavior. It's a small and reasonable restriction on behavior for some people in the public service while they're on the job. It says they have to take off their religious symbols, which they can do.
Do you think that this bill will be successful? This is the fourth legislative attempt in the past 8 years in Quebec to regulate the wearing of religious symbols by public workers, and other attempts have been unsuccessful.
I think it will be successful. Actually, I think it's only the second. You may be counting attempts, which I might not count for various reasons. But forgetting the history for the moment, it will be successful this time in all probability because the government is a majority government. It has the population behind it. The majority of Quebecers strongly support this kind of legislation. And it's already indicated its intention to use a so-called notwithstanding clause if the legislation is challenged in the courts. And that's a very good thing because we know from history that the enemies of secularism are extremely virulent and they will do anything, including spreading misinformation, as Justin Trudeau is doing, to oppose it. And so the government has declared, we will take all necessary measures to make sure this law passes. They have the support of the people, and it's the right thing to do.
You think that Justin Trudeau is an enemy of secularism?
In his behavior, certainly, yes. He is very sympathetic to religious communities. He practices clientelism. That is, he tries to get votes by, you know, embracing various religious communities, usually Muslims and Sikhs. But it's not just all Muslims and all Sikhs. He tends to go for the ones who are the most obvious, the most fundamentalist, the most pious, and which do not necessarily represent their community the best. There are many Muslims here in Quebec who support this legislation.
David, there's a clause in this legislation that would grandfather in people who are already working for the government, and they would be allowed to continue to wear whatever they wear for their religion. Do you think that that makes sense, that you would have possibly two co-workers sitting next to each other? One can wear a hijab, one can't?
No, I don't like the grandfather clause. I think it should not be there. However, this legislation is a compromise. It's certainly not perfect, but it's nevertheless a major step forward for secularism in Quebec. probably the best thing about this law is that it inscribes the principle of secularism in the Quebec Charter of Rights and Freedoms and says the Quebec state is secular. And what that means is that in future, it will help to set the direction for further secularization. It may help to get rid of the grandfather clause. It may help to extend the ban on religious symbols to other workers that aren't covered by the current legislation. It may help to end fiscal privileges for religions, which is a major question, which is not dealt with by this law. The law is incomplete. It's certainly not perfect, but it's a very good step in the right direction.
That is David Rand, spokesperson for the Alliance for Secularism and president of an organization called Atheist Freethinkers. David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, for another view, we are joined by City Councilor Lionel Perez, who's the leader of the opposition in the city of Montreal. Last Monday, the City Council voted unanimously to adopt a declaration opposing Bill 21. Lionel Perez, welcome to you.
Thank you for inviting me.
And first of all, what did it mean to you that the City Council came together to oppose Bill 21? You wear a kippah.
That's right. Well, I think it was it sent a really strong message to the Quebec government. The Quebec government has tried to suggest that there's strong consensus throughout Quebec about this law. And what we were able to show was that there is no such consensus, at least not in Montreal. And I believe that sent a strong message.
Well, what's the main argument that you're making against this bill?
Well, I think everybody is in agreement of the concept and the principle of separation of church and state. What we feel is that they're going too far. When they start restricting certain positions to work for the state, then we believe that's a violation of fundamental rights and freedoms, and that that should only be done in the most exceptional cases when there's an actual correlation between what you're wearing, for example, and the actual task of the job. That hasn't been demonstrated.
Well, David Rand, who is in favor of this ban, told us that he thinks it's necessary to create an appearance of being neutral on the job. What do you say to that?
What I say is, what is the job?
Well, a police officer, a teacher, or something like that.
Okay, so let's say you're a police officer. Does the fact that someone wears a turban or hijab makes them less partial? That's the main argument. And what we're saying is, that's a question of a stereotype, that you think that because someone is religious, they can't follow rules, they can't follow directives or policies. Well, that's just erroneous. That's reducing to the lowest common denominator what they think of, you know, human nature. I reject that out of hand. People are to be judged on their abilities, on their qualifications, and what they do, how they act. If ever there's any kind of complaint against them, guess what? We have all the mechanisms and the checks and balances in place.
Well, some supporters of Bill 21 say that if Muslim women choose to wear a hijab, for instance, that the garment is rooted in the idea of women being inferior, and so getting rid of it would reinforce gender equality. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that we live in a society where individuals, men and women and others, are able to make their own minds. We shouldn't presume that because perhaps in certain countries there's some kind of religious or cultural imposition, that is automatically taken here in Quebec and in Canada. So I'd rather err on personal choice rather than me telling somebody why they're doing what they're doing. And the whole point of church and state, one of the important principles behind it, is the state should not tell people how to practice their religion. And that's exactly what the government did. They're actually violating the very principle they're saying they want to protect.
So what do you make of the fact that a recent poll found 67% of people who live in Quebec agree that police officers, judges, and prison guards should not be allowed to wear religious symbols at work? Do you think you're going to be facing an uphill battle here with Bill 21?
Well, I think there's a couple points. First of all, that poll that came out was commissioned by the actual political party of the government. It was not a government poll that was done. We don't have all the information. They just gave us bits and pieces and the data that they wanted to share. There was others that actually questioned the methodology and the way the questions were very leading into a certain direction. Number two is they never give the specific data for the island of Montreal, for the city of Montreal, where there's the strongest opposition. And that's because there is a divide between the urban center of Montreal, the largest city in Quebec, and the more rural areas where the government was elected. Other cities on the island from smaller municipalities have also questioned it. School commissions have questioned it. So I think that there is a strong opposition. I also think that there's a little bit of fatigue in the population. The government has branded this as saying, let's just pass this law and let's move on. Let's put it behind us. Because we've been talking about this for over a decade, there's been a couple of different laws that have been tried to been passed unsuccessfully, that people say, you know what, if this is going to solve the matter, then fine, let's just be done with it. The problem is, it really doesn't. It's not going to solve, because integration, welcoming immigrants, which we're welcoming more and more every year, and of which Montreal receives 75% of all immigrants in Quebec, shows that there's always going to be these challenges. The question is, how do you deal with these challenges?
That's Lionel Perez, who is a city councillor in Montreal. He is opposing Bill 21, and we'll link you to more about it at hereandnow.org. Lionel, thank you.
My pleasure. Anytime.